Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
Fun!
While
Fun
cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains
Fun. Fun
devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet
Fun
doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed. But a word of caution, handle it with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Stewie, hey.
Hey there. So, it's been 24 hours. Got my money?
You know what? Just give me till next Friday. I'll have it for you.
Oh, that's funny. I could have sworn I said have it today.
Yeah, I don't have it. Sorry.
Oh, well, all right then. That's good, OJ.
Ah!
Yeah, that hurt?
Ah!
That hurt?
What the hell?
Yeah.
Oh, it feels so good.
Thank you to all the donors who pledged their financial support during the CITR on-air fund drive. Oh, we are moved by your generosity, and thank you for enabling us to purchase new equipment and improve our programming. Do remember to stop by the station, pay your pledges, and pick up your prizes. We look forward to meeting you anytime between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Thank you again for your amazing response. Listen to our happy voices on the air, happier after we purchase new equipment for our studios. Thanks again.
You got till 5 o'clock, you hear me? You got till 5 o'clock!
You freaking psychopath!
Clean yourself up.
Morning.
Good day to you, sir. Hey, wait a minute, what the hell? Getting real tired of you ducking me, man. Yeah?
Oh, my God.
Thank you to all the donors who pledged their financial support during the CITR on-air fund drive. We are moved by your generosity, and thank you for enabling us to purchase new equipment and improve our programming. Do remember to stop by the station, pay your pledges, and pick up your prizes. We look forward to meeting you anytime between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Thank you again for your amazing response. Listen to our happy voices on the air, happier after we purchase new equipment for our studios. Thanks again.
All right, let's go to the bank.
I never kid about science, Barney. Some of the greatest inventions were discovered by accident. Let's see. Two drops of concentrated sassafras and a dash of mango juice. That's what it needed. Now to blend all the secret ingredients together. Success after 411 tries.
You can invent the future. BC Hydro is looking for energy conservation ideas. If you have an idea on how to get people to use less electricity, tell us. You could win $2,500. Visit inventthefuture.ca to learn how to submit your idea or to vote for your favorite submission. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
All right, everybody, here we go again. So find yourself a partner and grab yourself a walking cane. All right, now lift that right foot high and cross over that left knee. Yeah, and balance yourself on that walking cane. Now tremble slightly in that left knee. Yeah, now put that right foot down on the left side of that left foot. Now with the same motion, lift the left foot high.
everybody was standing on that left foot. Now change hands with that walking cane. Uh-huh, now do the same step over again. Yeah, you ready to try it now? Yeah, you look like you're ready to try to do the walk.
Welcome to Shake Your Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Jason, and, you know, we're just counting down the weeks to the end of the year. The year's gone by really quickly, and I know we've done some really good episodes this year. And, yeah, there's still a couple more to go, actually, including tonight's. Just a heads up, next week is the annual Christmas show. That means we'll have done three as of this year, so... do stay tuned for that. All the best in Christmas classic soul and rhythm and blues. And if you have any requests for that particular show, something you really wanted to hear, maybe it's a Phil Spector production or a Motown one or a Stax one or maybe one of the James Brown Christmas songs or something else, just anything else. I know we really dig into some of the stuff that I've got and that the station has. And we have a lot of fun for, you know, an hour and a half or so. The number for requests is 604-822-2487. That's UBC CITR. So do that. And I'm sure it'll be a great episode of the series next week. The week after that, Boxing Day, I'll be taking a break, so there'll just be some holiday programming, but I'll be back then on January 2nd with a look back at 2008. And as usual, that'll be a tribute to soul and R&B greats past this year, as well as the best of some of the new releases. That's compilations, reissues, and some genuinely new stuff that sounds like classic rhythm and blues and soul. And there has been a number of things, so do stay tuned for that as well. Anyway, tonight's show is going to be somewhat laid back, not too different in spirit as DJ Beefad's show that just finished. I have a guest with me who's been on a couple of times, notably on the Canada Day show earlier this year, a Jamie Anstey, partner in Neptune Records and an avid collector of Canadiana, that is rock and roll, soul, and a lot of other things. Welcome, Jamie.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks for having me.
Good. The microphones are working. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're just going to just go over some stuff. I know I'm going to get into some things I haven't played on this show either before or in a long time. And you've brought some stuff as well.
I have. I brought a few tasty morsels.
A few things, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have to
an idea? Should we just surprise folks? Or
yeah.
Let's do that. Okay. So we'll be getting through our respective collections over the next hour and 20 minutes. And once again, the number is 604-822-2487. That's not just for requests, but also, you can give us some feedback. How do you like it? Maybe it's something you haven't heard in a long time or at all. That's fine. You can let us know. And, yes, I'm going to start the ball rolling with something of mine. Oops, we won't be doing that one. Okay, how about a different channel? Okay, this is a song by The Coasters called Three Cool Cats.
In a beat-up car, dividing up a nickel candy bar, talking all about how sharp these three cool cats, three cool chicks, three cool chicks. Walking down the street, swinging their hips, splitting up a bag of potato chips, and three cool cats did three big flips for three.
Okay, we're back. Yes, and that was Stormy Classics 4, 1968, if I recall. Dennis Yost passed away a couple of days ago, actually. I think it was probably yesterday.
That's right, yeah.
And that's funny, yeah. That's, well, not funny. I mean, it's kind of, you know, I mean, it's strange because I was just thinking of that. I was just in your store a couple of days ago, and I was just, for some reason, the Classics 4 just crossed my mind.
Such a great band, spooky and stormy. Yeah. And, yeah, I've always loved those songs a lot. And, you know, they're very similar to each other, but they're, you know, they just have that such a great feel to them. And they had other hits and other songs too. Yeah, I don't know a lot about Dennis Yost, do you?
Not a whole lot, actually. I mean, the group strikes me as being kind of soul pop, you know, in a sense. He's got a very soulful voice. I've seen them, you know, pictures of them, but I can't really, I don't really know a whole lot about them, actually. What do you know? I've seen a compilation. I think you had a compilation over the store at one point.
Well, yeah, they had a few best of albums, and I don't think they were really around for that long.
No, I think their hits, 68 to 70-ish, you know, really about a year and a half worth of hits.
Yeah.
I don't know if there were any number ones, but you know, you had a lot of groups kind of...
Sorry.
You're right there.
Yeah. Too many CDs.
CDs, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I took the liberty of borrowing a bunch from my my good friend, my business partner, Rob Frith at Neptune.
Mm-hmm.
Was kind enough to lend me some of his
rare
soul and Christmas CDs from his collection.
Okay, well, we'll be dipping into some Christmas stuff as well this week.
And
of course, the entire theme show is next week, but we will be dipping into some part of our little exploration here tonight. So what some of the things you got there look really interesting. I'm familiar with some of them, but some of them I haven't seen before.
Yeah, there's a lot of really neat compilations. Billboard's Greatest R&B Christmas Hits, Doo-Wop Christmas, The Ultimate R&B Christmas, Yulesville. here's one, Black Christmas.
Right.
The Soul of Christmas. Hey, there's one.
Mm-hmm.
And Have a Merry Chess Christmas.
Right. I have heard of that one, but I don't actually have that one.
Looks quite tasty.
It is. It's got great stuff on it that either Chess produced or it distributed, actually, which is interesting because it's got Chess distributed some Philly stuff for a while, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Gamble and Huff's label. Neptune, interestingly enough. They had a label called Neptune before they started Philly International. And it was distributed by Chess.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
So hence the OJs are on that one.
And you were just telling me about another label, the Melron label,
Early
Philly Sound.
That's right. And actually, I was previewing another CD in this series last week off of Philly Archives, a label that is digging up a lot of archival stuff over in Philadelphia from the 60s.
It's great. It's neat. And I think I was telling someone the other day, I think now is at the point where, you know, we're getting so much stuff issued on CD. It's just so great because a lot of this stuff has never been available to people. Or, you know, back in the 80s, guys would hunt for years to find some obscure 45 on the Melron label from Philadelphia and, you know, pay a fortune for it. And now we're kind of spoiled because we're getting all this stuff on CD.
We're getting all this stuff, exactly. And we're not paying a fortune. No, we're paying a small fortune. We're not paying, you know, a couple of, you know, £20,000 for a 45, you know.
Hey, it happens all the time.
Yes, I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does because these, not many of these, and the really small labels were produced to start with, right?
There were so many, and in so many different towns, so many different cities across the world. It's just amazing, and you just see all these, you know, millions of different labels across the world, and a lot of it becoming available on CD now, which is just wonderful. Neptune's done a few compilations too of
similar type
of things.
Yeah, well, the Canadian, of course.
Canadian or Vancouver, I would say. I think everything on Neptune so far has been Vancouver stuff. Starting with Rob put out stuff back in the early 80s on the History of Vancouver Rock and Roll series, one through four volumes. So.
Yep.
But anyways, it's just neat that happens all over the world.
Yeah. Well, it's great, and it's great that we get to inherit that rich culture. But anyway, before the Classics 4, we heard the Parliaments. I decided to serve up a double helping of the Parliaments, who, of course, became Funkadelic and Parliament, actually, and
that's
various
right.
other... it was a legal thing. The Parliaments were called with an S, right?
Right.
Plural, as they were a vocal group. But then they got into some legal hassles, and so they decided to come up with a new name, and that was Funkadelic, and it was all the musicians, you know, that were put up front, and the vocalists were in the background. But when they were able to wrestle some control over the name Parliaments, they dropped the S, and it just simply became Parliament.
Parliament.
So Parliament were the vocals. They kind of hit the soul charts here and there, and then Funkadelic hit the album charts with their edgier sound, right? But eventually, of course, people saw it was basically the same group. But we heard I Want to Testify, which was the first real commercial breakthrough for that group from 67. And then we heard I Can Feel the Ice Melting, which was put out around the same time. Wasn't quite as big a chart success, but it's off of a compilation called Testify, the Best of the Early Years of the Parliaments. So it's quite neat. You see five guys in suits and conked hair, certainly nothing like the funkadelic that you would see later on with the star-shaped glasses.
Green suits, you forgot to mention.
And spaceships and green suits and all of that. Oh, green suits, yes. They're wearing green tuxes or something here with polka-dotted ties. Yeah.
Tremendous.
Yeah, and then we heard, of course, we heard the coasters with Three Cool Cats off of a 7-inch Atco from Atlantic. That brings us up to speed, and you're listening to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Jason. My guest is Jamie Anstey, a partner in Neptune Records and a record collector who's been on here before, and we're just going through some stuff in each of our collections in the way of soul and R&B. Some of it's seasonal, and some of it just kind of the way it is. Now, you were just in Australia. How was your trip?
Wonderful. Just incredible.
How was the weather?
Warm. Very warm. Okay. 30 degrees plus. A few days were 32, 34. But, no, it's just a beautiful place, and it's a very dry warm. It's not like we get here.
Right.
It's very comfortable. You don't really sweat a lot, and you're not all sticky and icky feeling. It's just a great hot, you know. Mm-hmm. But anyways, yeah, I didn't have a chance to do a lot of shopping there, but I spent a few days in Sydney and picked up a Northern Soul compilation CD there.
Got it here. Yeah, it says Northern Soul, and then it's got some track listings on it. Some familiar names, although not necessarily familiar songs. I've heard of Wade Flemons. Betty Everett, of course, is on here, but not with any of her
majorly hits.
Known hits, exactly.
Yeah. Shoop Song, which is
quite familiar to a lot of folks from commercials, from movies, from a lot of things. And of course, there's You're No Good, which is my personal favorite.
Yeah.
On here, we have a track called Getting Mighty Crowded. Let's hear it. Let's hear what it sounds. And we'll play a couple tracks off of this. It's called Northern Soul. It's on a label called Dynamic. And it was bought in Australia. So let's hear it.
Excellent.
I'm packing up my memories and I'm gonna move on out of your heart. Turning in my keys and I'm gonna move on out of your heart. 'Cause there ain't a room enough for two and sharing your heart with someone new. Take these dreams of mine and I'm gonna move on out of your life. Stop wasting my time and I'm gonna move on out of your life. 'Cause there ain't a room enough for three and dreams that were made for you and me. And so you see,
it's getting mighty crowded.
It's too crowded for me.
It's getting
find myself another heart where I can live all by myself. Gonna find myself a heart I don't have to share with nobody else. 'Cause you didn't treat me like you should and stick it.
Johnny, my boy, Better Environmentally Sound Transportation is proud to offer bike valet parking to events in Metro Vancouver. Inspired by the widely successful valet parking in San Francisco, 2 years ago Best began running bike valet in Vancouver with great results. Concertgoers in Deer Lake Park, fans of the Vancouver Canadiens, and families spending a day at community events have had their bicycles parked conveniently and stored safely while they enjoyed themselves worry-free. This year, Best is expanding bike valet to serve more events, park more bikes, and make traveling on two wheels throughout Metro Vancouver even easier. Contact Best at 604-669-2860 or CAM at best.bc.ca for more information about volunteering, sponsorship opportunities, and booking bike valet for your event.
Hey man, this is Big J Magnini. Man, if you want to hear all the great sounds, you got to listen to this cat, man, because this is, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, the greatest sound.
What were you doing in that other place with that other boy? On the other side of town, don't try to tell me you ain't been there. Somebody saw you walking in there. Why you always go from my front door straight to his front door? When you say you're going home, I thought that you and he were new, but he still got a hold on you. If nothing, tell me why.
Thank you.
Well, that was good. The Rivingtons, we heard with I Love You Always. We used to Papa Umaumau and Surfin' Bird and all of that stuff. Beforehand, Wade Flemons. Now, there's somebody you don't, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, but you don't hear a lot of his stuff that often. We heard That Other Place, a fantastic
song. Brilliant.
That's exactly that's the reason why I'm doing this show. I said this a couple weeks ago when I was doing the new Numero Group feature on the Young Disciples volume on their Eccentric Soul series that just came out. You know, there was a track on there. It was the same idea. I mean, you hear that, and it's like, that's why I like this kind of music.
Makes the hair stand up on your arm.
Yeah, yeah. And before that, the Ad Libs, you know, Boy from New York City. Well, this one's called Johnny, My Boy. I'm not sure about the dates. There's no dates on here.
There's just no
track
dates,
listings,
no.
And that's it.
But you can tell they're 60s recordings.
Oh, absolutely, just by listening to them. And Betty Everett before that with Getting Mighty Crowded. And, you know, this is another Northern Soul compilation. There's so many of these because there's so much material, right, that DJs were collecting in the Northern Soul scene, I guess, was at its peak in the 70s in Northern Britain, hence the term Northern Soul, although the soul originated in the United States and not necessarily from Northern cities in the United States, although often it was Chicago Soul or Philly Soul or some Motown, and also really small labels that kind of had the same tempo. In those days, a lot of it was very much very samey. It was very up-tempo, boom, 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 that kind of thing.
Yes.
Over time, though, I think people started to prefer, you know, variations in that because, you know, not everyone was going to be up all night dancing until 8 in the morning on speed and whatever else. Mm-hmm. So people eventually grew out of that. So the scene changed and the music changed and they started to collect other stuff and people started to dance to other stuff, something that might have been slower or a little bit more in the vein of sort of the early 70s soul.
Sweet soul or
yeah,
a lot of that modern stuff. Soul, I guess, newer than that.
Yeah, some of that stuff, some jazz too, actually. And a lot of things, you know, rare grooves, acid jazz, a lot of that stuff grew out of the interest in these kinds of rare American records. And in Britain, not in Britain, in Europe, more recently, I think even currently, there's a scene called Popcorn.
Yes.
Which is basically Popcorn. The same idea.
Yeah.
Same idea, rare American soul records. More varied than Northern Soul originally was, and
yeah,
you're starting to see that
sound,
stuff
right?
turn up on compilations and on YouTube and a number of different places
and so, on eBay, crazy prices.
I would imagine they're crazy.
I just can't believe what some of the stuff goes for. But if you can go on eBay at any time and search completed auctions, highest prices first, and just put in Northern Soul 45. And there's stuff in the $2,000 to $4,000 range, like the highest prices that have just ended in the last week.
And
like this is a constant reoccurring thing every day. I mean, guys are paying mega bucks, and I would say more than 90% of them are in England.
The buyers are in England.
The buyers, yeah.
Okay.
And
the sellers are anywhere, I guess.
They are. They're all over the world. They're usually just people that, like in some little town, who might have a record store. Or they might go to the flea market and find some rare 45s in the city of origin in the U.S., you know, on some little label and throw them on eBay and make a fortune.
Wow.
It's happened to me before. It's happened to Neptune. It's happened to
everybody at some point.
Yeah, I mean, you cross that point in your life where you come across something like that and you just go, what is this? We had a couple of singles by Spider Turner, really early ones that were worth like $300 each. But, I mean, who would guess a little flimsy piece of plastic would ever be worth
that
kind of money.
Certainly when it first came out, it wasn't worth that much. It was just...
Exactly.
Something somebody...
And I mean, a lot of that stuff, they may have only made 500 or they may have made thousands, but they may have melted down or thrown away most of them. So in existence nowadays, I mean, there's, you know, a very small percentage that survived that in this world. A guy from Holland named Cees Klop has a label called Collector Records. And I believe he's just put out one of his final CDs. And there was a picture. It was kind of an anthology of his label. He's got like 500 titles on his label. And there was a picture on the inside of an alleyway behind, I guess it was either behind a record store or something. And there was 45s, like 10 deep by, you know, like, you know, stacked up as high as your chest for like a whole block. Like just junk 45s going out with the trash. And, I mean, that's what happened to a lot of this stuff. Stuff. It just wasn't appreciated at the time, and it didn't catch on as a hit, and it was just throwaway stuff.
And of course, you've heard about what happened, you know, when Chess went belly up, and All Platinum bought up their, you know, their rights, basically, to license a lot of their stuff. But a lot of these, there was a lot of vinyl in the office, and rather than turn it over to, you know, to collectors, it got tossed.
I've heard that story so often.
And of course, the building that Chess was in was knocked down. You know, warehouses full of this stuff, and suddenly it was gone.
It wasn't worth anything at the time, and
you know, of course, there were duplicates out there somewhere, but all the original pressings were gone.
It's sad. Yeah. It's happened with almost every label. I mean, yeah. A friend of mine worked for Sun Records, and they also had, I believe, the stuff was warehoused with the stuff from Ace Records as well.
Oh, Ace, yeah.
He told me stories about going to the warehouse, and you would have to walk across boxes of vinyl, and they were pressed on styrene quite often, which was really brittle stuff. Mm-hmm. And he said you could hear the crunching and cracking sound as you walked across these boxes to get to other records on the
walking
other side.
Walking on the boxes
yeah,
to get other boxes.
Like they were everywhere, and so you could hear all the breaking sounds. And, you know, this is, you know, 20, 30 years ago.
Right.
And, you know, now it's just a horror story. It's like, what? Somebody was breaking records on purpose?
To get to other ones.
Yeah, because there was just so many. I mean, there was thousands, tens of thousands of 45s from both labels in storage. Probably a lot of them were generic titles from some of their more generic, you know, artists, maybe a $5 to $10 value nowadays. But just the idea of destroying something is sad.
Yeah, and not to mention the energy and work that went into making each of those things.
Yes.
When you say Ace, of course, you mean the original Ace Records, right?
Yes.
Not the British one. You mean the one by Johnny Vincent.
That's right, the original
Jackson,
U.S.
Jackson, Mississippi.
Yes.
Right, yeah, that the British one named themselves after. But, yeah, that was a tribute to the American American Ace.
Yeah, the British one's doing a lot of great. I think they're working with Rhino, aren't they? They do a lot of great reissues and box sets and packages.
I don't know if. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I know one of their imprints is Kent, which again is another original name named after an American
label. An old label. Yeah.
Yeah. Modern was the R&B label in LA, right?
Yes.
And when it folded, it revamped itself as Kent, and then again as Modern, and then it folded completely. So they have their Kent imprint going on. Anyway, we're. In case you're wondering, in case you just tuned in, this is Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Jason. Jamie and Steve from Neptune Records is here, and we're doing some music collector's talk and playing some songs. And we'll be getting to some again in a couple of moments. But the number here is 604-822-2487. Comments or requests. And, of course, next week is the all-Christmas show, although we'll probably be hearing some selections tonight as well. Especially for those of us who are disappointed that it didn't actually snow. And I know I don't drive, but the whole idea is this, is that snow goes very well with Christmas. I'm from back east, so anyway, it's still Christmas in here, even though it may not
it
be
is.
Christmas on the ground.
It's snowing in here. No,
that's
wait.
Right. Wait. It is.
What's that?
Oh, it might not be snow. No,
that's just my dandruff.
Oh, okay. So anyway, we'll get to something I picked up at one of the record swaps. That's something that Neptune Records is involved with twice a year, is the record swaps at the Croatian Cultural Center. The next one, I guess, will be in April.
April 5th will be the next one.
April 5th. I will make sure my schedule is clear for that.
Do some 45 hunting.
Yes, it will be 45s this time, unless there's some good Blue Note or Prestige jazz albums or something. But
you never
know. It will be ready, yeah. Okay, well, this next one is something I picked up at one of the record swaps not too long ago. I think it might have been last September. Jay and the Techniques and a song called Keep the Ball Rolling.
Get set, let the key. Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Hold me, darling,
and let me go,
darling, and
love me.
I love you, darling, with all my heart and soul.
Okay, so what if we let me get your mic on there. Okay, great. That was The Intruders, B-side of Cowboys to Girls, a song called "Turn the Hands of Time." Not "Turn Back the Hands of Time." That was a different artist.
Yes,
it was Tyrone Davis.
Yes,
but it's on a Rio label. Rio was a Canadian label that I guess distributed a number of other.
That's right. Rio is a Canadian subsidiary of Quality, I believe. And they distributed Quality as well. Of course, distributed all of the American stuff in Canada on their own labels.
Right.
There's a lot of different labels like Apex and Transworld and stuff that did that.
And the whole idea was to distribute American stuff within the Canadian market.
That's right, yeah, and English stuff too, I think, a bit.
Yeah, British stuff, yeah, which is very popular here, actually, in some ways more than it was south of the border, actually, and sooner, too.
That's right.
They were recording on Gamble and Huff's first label called Gamble, which it actually says on the 45, but it was actually pressed with a real label on it, so it gives you all the details. Before that, Peaches and Herb, one of the many reincarnations of that duo with a song called Close Your Eyes, a cover of a doo-wop song. I can't quite place the group that did the original, but I know it's on the Rhino Doo-Wop box set.
Okay.
The original of that from about 55 or so, somewhere around there. And
and which Peaches was that?
I'm not sure which Peaches that was. It was one of them. I think there were three different female vocalists in succession in that group, although the male vocalist was the same. And, of course, later on in the 70s, they had that big hit with Reunited, which was a reference to their 60s song, United.
Right.
Yeah. Close Your Eyes by Peaches and Herbs. Before that, the Marvelettes with Don't Mess with Bill. That wasn't on vinyl. That was off of a CD compilation called the Ultimate Collection series. Was off of that. And before that, we heard The Flirtations. That was on vinyl with Nothing But a Heartache on the British label Duram. And
always loved that one. One of my favorites.
Yeah, it's a great one. As I was saying, too, the video clip is on YouTube somewhere. Quite neat. Jay and the Techniques before that with Keep the Ball Rolling. And that's, that was our set. And it is about 25 to 12. Time does fly. That's pretty much a given on this show, so we try to squeeze in as much music as possible. This show, by the way, if you just tuned in, is Shake a Tail Feather. It's on every Friday night from 10:30 to midnight on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Jason, and the other voice you hear is Jamie, that of Jamie Anstey from Neptune Records, who collects and is involved in the twice-a-year record swap at the Croatian Cultural Center, and collects in the area of Canadiana, musical Canadiana, that is, rock, pop, soul. That's basically the genres you work with, or...?
Well, I mainly, that's one of my passions, is the Canadian stuff from the 60s, but I collect everything. I brought in a bunch of 45s tonight from some
Christmas stuff,
soul stuff and some Christmas stuff, yeah. But I mean,
But when I say Canadian, I mean, you know, do you collect country? Do you collect,
oh, yes, every genre within Canada.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mostly old stuff, but right. It's just kind of one of my passions, and a lot of that stuff was underappreciated at the time,
sure.
And, you know, there wasn't much Canadian stuff being played on the radio in the 60s.
Right.
And I just love it, a lot of the bands now and the music, and it, you know, it's a lot of the stuff is really collectible, and it's just fun to gather it all and learn about the groups.
Yeah, and it's fun to go on that chase looking for music. I know myself and some of the other DJs here who do some of the other shows are really into the chase of looking for music.
And exactly, the thrills and the hunt.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. And, you know, whether it's 78s or 45s or albums or CDs, you know, CDs, you know, there's that... I'm getting Facebook group crazy, but I've just started my third group, and this one's dedicated to, if you're interested in jazz, to the Chronological Classic series.
Yeah.
That came out of France for almost a good 20 years and then just went belly up. I think they still do their rhythm and blues artists, but if you've ever seen these, I don't know if you have, they've put out a series of chronologically released material from a variety of jazz artists. Their pictures are on the front, and the cover is designed to look like the label on a 78. So it looks kind of ornate. They're in different colors depending on the artist, so you get the kind of rainbow effect the more you collect. But what's more, I mean, the liner notes are fantastic. The track listings and personnel listings are fantastic. And they're in chronological order by session.
You know, it's amazing.
That's both sides of the 78. V-discs, you know, when they were available during the war, the whole bit. So you can catch all of this stuff, blues, jazz, boogie-woogie, leading into R&B a little bit. And then they have their blues and rhythm series, which is all the 40s and 50s R&B folks, Laverne Baker and Ruth Brown and Clyde McFadder and early Ray Charles and, you know, all kinds of folks, and all the saxophonists are in there. Fascinating thing. So I've started a Facebook group on that. I think I've invited you. If I haven't, I will.
I think you did, yeah. I haven't joined yet because I haven't.
It's not a very big group yet, Facebook. But I'm hoping to build a campaign to bring these things back from the dead. But
I try and get on there every week or so, but you know, I'm not one of those people that sits there all day.
Sits there all day? No. Neither am I.
I know, but a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. It's a Facebook world we live in.
Yeah, it sure is. But anyway, one of the good things about Facebook is it allows you to kind of share hobbies over large geographical areas.
That's one of the best things about it.
It sure is. So anyway, with the time that we have left, we're going to get to some more vinyl. And what I've got lined up over... we're going to listen to something. We will get to some vinyl momentarily, probably within this next set. But first, I want to play something off of that Philly Archives CD I was talking about earlier. There are two of these that I've got, and there's two of these that I've seen, so I don't know if there's any more.
I'm dying to
hear nothing on the internet about this, so there's no website or anything. Philly Archives is the label. It's based in Philadelphia. And it's digging up. They're basically doing the Numero Group treatment as far as local stuff in Philadelphia is concerned. The something I played last week was a section of an hour-long CD from a radio broadcast from a local soul station called WHAT.
Complete with
1340
commercials and everything.
Commercials, the DJ doing sales pitches, all kinds of stuff. And the music, of course. Now, the sound is a little bit off, right? I mean, it's kind of... a little distant sounding, but it's very good. You get the excitement of listening to that kind of a station at that point. This other one is a series of tracks by a number of different groups. in the Philadelphia area, most of a kind of soul pop vein, most from the first half of the 60s. Bobby Eli, I don't know if that name rings a bell. He was one of the kind of, you know, the Motown had the Funk Brothers and you know, other places. You had the Memphis Horns, the Muscle Shoals, rhythm section and horn section, you know, all the house bands.
Right. And the Stax guys.
Bobby Eli was one of the kind of house band musicians for the Philly soul sound.
Okay.
I think he might have played guitar, if I'm not... Yes, I think he might have played guitar.
So he played on, like, Fantastic Johnny C and stuff like that?
Or? Everything. I mean, he played, you know, the kind of more gentle guitar behind the stylistics and, you know, all of that stuff. Like, he's on... The whole group is on everything. The Vibes, you know, Vince Montana, all of those folks. They went on to become the Sal Soul Orchestra.
Oh, really?
They were MFSB at one point. But they played on just about everything. Well, Bobby Eli... has done a track here that we're going to hear in just a moment.
Excellent.
Off of this, as well as another track by a group called The Pheasants. Okay, so this, if you haven't heard of them, it's because they're obscure. And it's off of Philly Archives, The Best of Melron Records, The Early Philly Sound.
Can't wait to hear it.
This year. And here goes. This is Bobby Eli.
Out of this pit. He knew he started. yourself a mermaid instead. Aha!
Big mermaid butter, the big, big butter of his hand.
He thought that he was dreaming. If this was all a mistake.
Big butter, big butter, the big, big butter, big man.
Now, what would a mermaid be doing way out at sea? Big Butter shook his head and said, this can't happen to me. He shook her off of his line and yelled, story. They'll never believe a word that he says.
The boogie woogie Santa Claus.
boogie woogie Santa will boogie all your blues away. A candy for your socks, but when he starts to boogie, the whole town rocks. Rock, Mr. Santa.
CITR 101.9 FM and La Vanguardia are pleased to present the French Electronic Pop Festival on Sunday, December 21st at Pabst Pub, 403 East Hastings, featuring French chanteurs Sensation et L'Audio, Winter Myth and emerging artist Nodophagus. This will be the first visit ever to Vancouver for French artist L'Audio, who will be performing songs from her new album Stubborn. Winter Myths will be performing to support their new release, Heirloom. Nothophagus are very much influenced by music and poetry from Europe and South America. Don't miss the French Electronic Pop Festival on Sunday, December 21st at Pat's Pub, brought to you by Van Music, La Vanguardia, and CRTR 101.9 FM.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and Shake a Tail Feather winding down tonight, our kind of off in all directions collector's madness show tonight, listening to soul and R&B on 45 on CD. Some seasonal tunes we just heard. I'll just go over some of them. We just heard Jimmy Reed off of 45 called Christmas Present Blues. Interesting harmonica bit going on there. And beforehand, Mabel Scott, and actually that wasn't on vinyl, but we heard Boogie Woogie Santa Claus. It's off of a Billboard R&B compilation, which reminds me, next year, 2009 will be the 60th anniversary of the Billboard R&B charts being called Rhythm and Blues.
Right.
They were around since 1942 under a different names, but okay. But that's where they first coined the term Rhythm and Blues. Jerry Wexler, who also passed on this year, was the person who came up with that phrase. And so instead of race music or race records chart, this became known as the Billboard Rhythm and Blues bestsellers chart. And there were three charts, one for jukeboxes, one for record sales, and airplay. So there were
excellent.
Three charts, which they later folded into one.
You can probably get them all in a book now, eh?
It would be great to have exact replicas of each week-by-week chart.
That would be cool.
Speak to Joel Whitburn. Yeah, you can get books that list by artist who had the hits, but, you know, it's not quite the same thing. Maybe one day they'll come up with something like that.
I hope so, yeah.
The only other alternative is to go on eBay and get all the old trade journals right from back then.
Exactly, all the old Billboard magazines, yeah. I guess.
But, and before that, we heard a couple tracks off of the Best of Melron Records early Philly sound. We heard The Pheasants with Out of the Mist, and we heard Bobby Eli with a backup group called the Del Rios and Big Butters Parts 1 and 2. Early 60s, these were actually never released. They were on this compilation, but they were never released back then. These were off of master tapes. Unusual that
yes.
they would be taken off of that. Usually it's...
The Pheasants one was off of an acetate.
Oh, so the Pheasant one was off of an
acetate. But the other one was a master tape, unreleased. So, very fascinating. I really enjoyed those, and great CD. I got to run out and grab this Philly Archives label. And again, you said that the label's kind of... unknown, and they
the reissue label now. Mel Brown, of course,
yes.
It was the original issue label, but the
they didn't
Philly
have a
Archives
website.
Is not. There's no website listed, so it's not. I couldn't Google it and find out anything about it, at least at this point. So what you see is what you get. It's in there, and if it ain't in there, then there's no info on it at this point.
Well, they did a good job.
They did a fantastic job. Hopefully, there'll be more from them. I think that was the top of our set. So we're going to do a couple more things. We will be vacating the spot soon. Chris will be in to do I Like the Scribbles until 2 o'clock, and then there'll be some overnight programming followed by, at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, there'll be the Saturday Edge, the folk program with Steve Edge, a four-hour program from 8 o'clock to noon. So that will be your Saturday morning. We're just going to play a couple more bits here. This is Luel Folsom with a song called Lonely Christmas, and this is part one.
know you look lovely. Start beneath the mistletoe. Well, I know you look lovely. Start beneath the mistletoe. Just like we used to do.
And as we were just talking while this song was playing, the stuff in people's basements, you never truly know what you might find. So start digging. You might find your golden opportunities in there somewhere. And we have been hearing a lot of collector stuff on Shake a Tail Feather tonight. And, you know, it's always a pleasure, Jamie. Thanks for coming in. And
thanks for having me. It's...
We will see you. I'm sure we'll have you on again.
It's wonderful being here, and it's my favorite time of the year.
So. Oh, yes, yes, and Christmas shopping, yes.
Well, that's not.
Well, that the shopping part maybe not, but the people come in.
Yes, of course.
People come into the store. But yes, and next week will be the Christmas show on Shake Tail Feathers, so if you're having any requests or things for of that nature, then you can email the show at moresoulmusic@yahoo.ca, and there's a Facebook group for Shake a Tail Feather as well, so you can just post your request there. It's you can join and see some of the videos I pulled off of YouTube of various artists, some of them surprisingly obscure on various programs or something, performing, as well as well, other stuff, discussions, whatever. You can start a discussion of your own if you like. So we're on every Friday 10:30 to midnight, the Christmas show next week, then there's a break Boxing Day night, followed by our 2008 retrospective on January 2nd. So do stay tuned for that. We just heard the Manahan Street Band, a new album off of Daptone, came out a couple of months ago, I think October or last month, called Make the Road by Walking. It's been put out on Daptone's subsidiary label or imprint called Dunham. And it's got, let me see, 8 tracks, no, make that 10 tracks on it. And we just heard Home Again. So that counts as a new release, so look forward to hearing more of that on the January 2nd edition of the show. We heard Lowell Fulson before that with Lonesome Christmas Part 1, and Jimmy Reed with Christmas Present Blues. So, yeah, that brings us to the end of another show. Thanks again, Jamie, for coming in.
Thanks again, Jason.
And thank you for listening, and do tune in next week. Stay tuned for Chris with I Like the Scribbles, and... go out. Well, the usual theme song. I'm just going to cue that behind us. Happy Organ, Al White and his Highlighters from Mississippi. So, till next week, as I always say, see you then.
A city far, far away.
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
So vote.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlach, Chairman.
And that is really what tells you that, you know, it's over, for at least for the next little while, that there is no buying, that things have not only to slow down, but ground to a halt. And everywhere and everybody you talk to, it is really a feeling of depression. I flew back to Europe thinking, oh, my goodness, we're in for a real bad time, because America is ahead of us in terms of realizing the economic impact.
Interesting as well that the political attitude to the car industry there is one that says we cannot allow this to fail. Other industries may fall by the wayside here, but we can't let that one go down.
Well, you saw Lehman's could go, and you have seen banks go. But the car industry is two things. One is the employment, the numbers it employs, but it's also psychological. It doesn't mean that it brings in the biggest amount of money into the United States. However, it is that psychological impact. And frankly, I mean, American cars, increasingly on the streets, and I've been noticing this for a number of years, are getting smaller, and they're mostly by Japanese. So even Americans aren't buying their own cars.
Mackie, how much are you noticing the effects of the downturn in Greece at the moment?
Well, it's not absolutely noticeable at the moment. Of course, we're all going through psychological difficult times, you know. There is fear and anxiety here in Athens, you know. It's very obvious. But Greeks are a very optimistic people, and because Greece is not an industrial country and such, you know, hasn't got any heavy industry, the effects of the economic situation have not really reached here. But it is there. People are beginning to look at their budgets. People are beginning to look at the money they have available. They